The fighting in Iraq is one of the reasons put forward for this week's near-record oil prices. Yesterday, U.S. light crude hit a price of $45.04 a barrel. That is the highest level in 20 years. When most of us hear this, we think of high gasoline prices, but the price of oil also affects jobs and the entire world economy. Joining us now to talk about the consequences and the causes of high oil prices is Tom Wallen, editor of Petroleum Intelligence Weekly. Mr. Wallen, what does it really matter for the world economy if the oil prices just keep on going up?
Well, I think that there's a real risk to economic growth, to inflation, to sort of revisiting all the problems that we had economically back in the 70s in the oil shocks of that period.
Review for us, please. We've been talking about this almost every day, but the real reasons behind this current oil price hike?
I think as you mentioned in the introduction about Iraq, and there was a temporary disruption of some of the oil production in southern Iraq this week, but that was just the latest in a series of scares to the oil market. And what the underlying cause is that we're operating with a global oil supply system that's really stretched to its limits. There just isn't very much spare capacity in the system. So any threat of a disruption causes concern that there won't be enough oil, and the price rises accordingly.
When we drive down the street, we see the numbers going up, like both sides of the streets, for like four on each corner sometimes, $2, whatever. Where is the level at which people will no longer tolerate those prices?
Well, I think that's one of the problems with oil is that it's a sort of a basic commodity of modern life. We can't really tolerate living without it. We're very dependent on our automobiles in the United States. The whole global economy is very dependent on oil. So it means that we spend less on other things, and that's where we get the economic impact.
I want to ask you about China. China, a huge country, of course, rapidly industrializing, a great demand for oil. And think about Japan. One of the reasons Japan got into the Second World War was the fact that it was importing oil and its supplies were threatened. Is the Chinese demand affecting the price of oil, and how does it fit in sort of like the broad scan of history here, the China demand?
Well, in terms of the impact on the price, certainly one of the things that's been driving the market this year, is the fact that demand globally has been a lot stronger than anyone expected, and the biggest piece of that is China. And the whole economic development of China, industrialization, the motorization of the Chinese economy, it's accounting for about a third of the total global demand growth. And the big thing in China, I think, that has changed in the last few years is the country has gone from being largely self-sufficient to being much more heavily dependent on foreign supplies.
Oh, could that turn around? Could they turn into a producing nation?
Well, they are a producing nation. They just can't produce enough. Their demand has outstripped their ability to produce oil, and their oil fields are fairly mature. They do have some prospective areas that are offshore, but it's not going to be enough to keep up. It's kind of a similar situation to that of the United States, where we are a large oil producer, but our demand is so huge, we have to rely very heavily on imports. And China is now in the same position that we're in, and it's also in a position where demand is growing very rapidly. So historically, the comparison, if you wanted to make it, would be kind of like what the position the United States was in the 60s and early 70s when we became a significant importer of oil, and also our demand was rising rapidly, and that was one of the underlying factors that contributed to the oil shocks in the 70s.
Tiny micro question to finish here. Are oil prices going to go down?
What we're starting to see, and we've been seeing it for the last few months, is supply overrunning demand by a significant margin this summer. And that should eventually start to create some rebuilding of inventories, which we are starting to see, which would start to drive down prices some. But with this geopolitical uncertainty, the concern about the lack of spare capacity, prices aren't going to come down very much.
Talking with us from New York, Tom Wallen, president of Energy Intelligence, a petroleum industry publisher. Thank you, Mr. Wallen.
You're welcome.